Okay, we will roll into our winner's press conference for the 36th annual One Main Financial 200 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And we're joined by our race-winning team with driver Kyle Larson of the number 42 Parker Store Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing, and crew chief Mike Shiplett. Let's start with you, Kyle. This is your third win this season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, but your first Monster Mile Trophy. Talk about how special that is for you.
Yeah, it's really cool to win this trophy. This is one of the most recognizable trophies on our circuit. So to win here is special. I've had some good runs here in the past. I've had some average runs. So I knew our car was going to be really good as soon as we unloaded it. Yesterday, our first run was amazing. I didn't have any complaints about the way the car was driving. And we got the pole, was able to lead a lot of laps today. Fell back a little bit there at the end of the second stage. I'd start the runs out tight, and then, each time I get a caution, and we had a lot of cautions there in the early part of the race, I'd just get, looser and looser, and it was hard to kind of get the power down. So once we finished that second stage, we had a good pit stop, and Blaney and Bubba had a bad restart. Bubba got loose and kind of washed up the track and choked down the top lane and allowed me to get in front of all them and slowly worked my way up to the lead. And then, I was happy to see a long run finally. I knew I'd be really good on the long run. We just didn't get many of those in the beginning. So it worked out for us in the end. And, we had a good Parker Store Chevy and was able to not make any mistakes really in traffic and hold Blaney off.
Mike, clearly you had a great race car today and a great driver behind the wheel. But in that third and final stage, what was your biggest concern as we went through?
Just if a caution was going to come out there and to make another adjustment on the car. Because like Kyle was saying, the short runs, we really didn't get a good understanding of what the car needed on the long run. We felt we had a good long run car, but we were struggling a little bit on the short runs. So just getting able to start running, that was the longest run of the day. I think before that we only went like 20 laps, so you really can't tell what the car is capable of doing at that point.
Okay. We'll open the floor up for questions. Raise your hand, we'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Reed and go to Bob.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Kyle, three wins, a second, a third, in six starts, an average finish of 2.5 in this series this year. Are you sure your last name isn't Bush?
I'm trying to think of something smart-ass to say like he would, but no, it's just been it's been a lot of fun to drive our race cars. Our car's been really good on both sides, Cup and Xfinity, but especially Xfinity, we've been extremely good. They've done a good job adjusting this new aero package, and like I said, this is the best car I've had here, and was happy about that. And a lot of the tracks we've gone to, it seems like it's been my best Xfinity car I've had this time around. So just a lot of fun. Hats off to Shiplett and all the mechanics at the race shop. Engineers, everybody who really are the main reason why I'm getting to run up front more often, and I get all the credit, but it's everybody at the shop really that deserves the credit.
We'll come up front to Bob and then go to Kyle.
Bob Hockers, ESPN, fastest in happy hour as far as 10 lap average on the Cup side. Would a sweep be a big deal to you, just the fact that to do that type of accomplishment?
Yeah, to get a second sweep this early in the season would be cool. Tomorrow it'll be an extremely tough race. Jimmy is always really good here. Truex has been extremely strong as well. So, I was very happy with our target Chevy in happy hour. And, normally happy hour here is really, not so happy hour because your car drives like crap. But today they made some good adjustments and we were good. So I'm excited for the race tomorrow. It's always different. The track changed a lot throughout the Xfinity race, especially on that last long run there. It got a lot of rubber down. So it's hard to really know how you're going to be because you don't practice with that much rubber on the track and like you got towards the end of this race. So we'll have some long green flag runs tomorrow and the balance will change a lot. So we just got to stay on top of that.
Good. Back left to Kyle.
Kyle Magda, Performance Motorsports Network. Can you just talk about how important it was to have clean air today, especially, like you said this morning, with the 22 and you being the two best cars out there?
Yeah, I mean, so out of the three series, you know, trucks, Xfinity, and Cup, I feel like, you know, clean air is not that big of a deal in Xfinity. It seems like, you know, dirty air affects you a little bit, but not as bad as truck, especially. And then, you know, Cup car, it seems like it's gotten a little bit worse to me the last few weeks. But, yeah, you know, clean air is always important, but I wouldn't say it was a huge, huge factor today.
Tyler Head from the RacingExperts.com. Kyle, just is there anything that you're able to learn from this race, especially with, as you mentioned, the track rubbering up and these tires being used with the Cup car tomorrow? Anything that you pick up over the course of the race that will apply tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, here at Dover, as you guys could see, the line changes quite a bit with all the rubber that gets put down. So adjusting your line here and there is important to help learn for tomorrow. I felt like there on that last, you know, long run, I feel like I moved around enough and learned enough about how my car was driving when, you know, I'd enter too low or too high or whatever, and kind of feel how that affected the balance of the car. So if you're fighting, you know, something, you could adjust your line and run through those slick spots to help it. So, yeah, you know, Dover is a fun place, and, you know, it's always changing, so you can definitely run double duty helps.
Any additional questions for our winners? Gentlemen, congratulations on the triumph, and good luck tomorrow, Kyle.
Thanks.